The Bush administration has inherited one of the biggest and messiest lawsuits ever filed against the government. It's a class action suit on behalf of at least 300,000 American Indians who believe they are owed billions of dollars in revenues derived from the use of their land. A federal appeals court ruled this year that the government has neglected the Indians' trust funds for more than a century. The Bush administration has been ordered to come up with a complete accounting of what the Indians own and what they are owed. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
Louis LaRose is a member of the Winnebago tribe in Nebraska. In the evenings, he drives his truck way out into the rolling green and brown pastures on the reservation.
I'm counting calves. There's a calf there, one up here.
He likes watching the sunset among the tribe's herd of buffalo.
That bull is pretty angry coming over the hill.
LaRose is one of five named plaintiffs in the Indian lawsuit against the government. The plaintiffs say they're owed money, and the government admits that, for the use of tribal land going back to 1887. That's when the government divvied up the land among the Indians and allowed others to farm on it, drill oil, and cut timber. Indian landowners were supposed to have received regular payments over the years, but the Interior Department, which manages the Indian trust accounts, somehow lost track of who was owed what.
You're in a situation of having to take the figures that are given to you, their revenue, and you have to assume that it's right.
LaRose says he's never had explained to him what exactly he owns and how much it's worth. Whatever his personal share might end up being, the plaintiffs collectively plan to seek billions. What paved the way was a federal appeals court ruling in February. An appellate panel upheld a lower court ruling that found the U.S. government breached its trust obligations to the Indians. And the Indian trust holders say they're owed at least $10 billion for the production of oil and timber on their land over the past century.
I think that's a fantasy.
Kevin Gover was director of the Bureau of Indian Affairs during the Clinton administration.
It's inconceivable that that much was lost, and they're never going to see a result of the kind that they're looking for.
Gover has a better understanding of the argument than most people. He was head of the BIA, and he's also a Pawnee Indian and a tribal account holder. He rejected one possible solution during his tenure, which was to fire and replace the management in charge of the trust funds. Part of the proposal was to run the tribal accounts more like a bank would, and Gover said that just didn't make sense.
It is a trust system unlike any other, dealing with a customer, a clientele, and a constituency that is unlike any other. And to simply say we will import the management techniques of the white man to fix the system, well, I would remind everybody it was the white man that came up with the allotment system, and it didn't work.
Now the onus is on Interior Secretary Gail Norton and the Bush administration. The government acknowledges it is responsible for fixing the trust debacle and expunging an embarrassing record of neglect and hostility toward the Indians. Norton says this will take time, but she's promised she will fix the trust system. American Indians have heard similar promises before. But Louis LaRose says he thinks this time might actually be different.
I think in this case you have a judge that's telling them. They're making a decision. Before they could just, they knew all these problems were there. And each administration would just push it to the next one and push it to the next one. And nothing was ever resolved.
The question now, both sides agree, is how much money will the Indians get? The government has said it would like to avoid a trial and reach a settlement, but not for the tens of billions of dollars the Indians are seeking. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Winnebago, Nebraska.